Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, podcast back for another episode. And oh my goodness, what an episode this is going to be. Big stories on this show, including the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity down at UNC Chapel Hill, which saved an American flag and is now being handsomely rewarded by one of the craziest GoFundMe campaigns I have ever seen. Plus, Prince William was asked about Kate Middleton's health, and he kind of skirted the questions. We're going to discuss the Girth Master. If you don't know who the Girth Master is, stay tuned. Plus, Cher opens up on why she only goes after younger dudes, and that Nickelodeon documentary that made so much noise, the producers of that film are now being sued. All that and more on this episode. Let's go. Join me in welcoming Cuddles, who's also on this episode. How's it going, Cuddles?
It's going.
I didn't know that you were going to do this one with me. I thought this was a solo show. That's why we're discussing the Girth Master. Had I known you were going to be here, I would have scrapped that topic altogether.
Oh, okay. Because you don't want me to talk about another man's cock?
Yes. That's
okay. Okay. That's reasonable.
Bullseye. That would be the reason. When Janine does it, it's okay. When you do it,
yeah,
a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I get it.
A little uncomfortable. In fact, I'd like you to earmuff it throughout that whole entire segment, if that's okay with you.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Pi Kappa Phi. Well, what a touching story this is. As stupidity continues to reign supreme across our great nation, with these protests that are ongoing, which have really broken out just about everywhere. I thought it was just Columbia and a couple of spots in New York, and it turns out it's just about everywhere. We have the story of the Pi Kappa Phi kids. Yes.
Yeah. Can I just say that I think it's just now, like, the cool thing to do? Like, the little colleges now, like, oh, my God, look at the cool, like, big colleges. We need to do this, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We would do things at the St. John's University, where I attended university, as I like to call it. And then Frank over at Queens College down the block would do it like a month and a half later, trying to be cool.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. I totally agree. And, we kind of touched on this last episode, so there's no reason to rehash it about how people are just jumping on the bandwagon and these kids just have not a lot of things to do. Mixed with it's kind of the end of the year for them, mixed with it was like 80 degrees in New York the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost protested Israel yesterday, Monday. It was so friggin' nice. I was almost like, you know who's got a point? It's those crazy Palestinian terrorists. Let's stand outside for 4 hours. But nobody wanted to drink margaritas and accept gay people. So then I got tossed. Yeah. They're like, you can't be here. You're drinking alcohol and you're far too accepting. So I left. But I still went and spent the day outside. It was quite lovely. I got a little, you can't see it now. I look pale as shit again. But my nose.
You're peeling.
Oh, nose peel. It was so nice the other day.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. Here's what I love about humans, Cuddles. Okay. We're well aware of the seasons. We know when they come. Yet that first day when it's really nice, we're like, can you believe this weather? So yeah, it happens every year, right around this time. It gets nicer. We're still so shocked by it. We're still stunned every time.
Yeah, but come on. That day you got like, you know, you got tanned or whatever. We were not expecting like high 70s.
No, it was gorgeous.
Like abnormal.
Yeah, no, me included. I know it's coming. We could wake up in the morning and you go, it's going to be like 80 today. And I'll be like, okay. And then I step outside and I'm like, oh, I can't believe how nice it is. This is crazy.
Is that just the fact that you don't listen when I talk? Huh? Or exactly. What? You just don't listen when I talk. So you could freeze one day and sweat the other day, and I don't give a fuck anymore.
Hello to Mountaintops, who is finally catching AOA episode live. Appreciate that.
Oh, hi.
Also, a good old-fashioned shout-out to Miss Justice, who is always first here. Robin, who is also always first here. Our wonderful mods. What would we do without them? I don't know. Bird, our other mod, always here very early on.
Hi,
everybody's
Bird.
Excited for cuddles, which is nice. Thank you to everybody for welcoming cuddles. So yeah, we got a good start to the show here. So anyway, so getting back to these youngins, these kids. So we went over the stupidity and all this jazz, and people are just kind of jumping on the bandwagon, and it's nice. And Cuddles and I were actually discussing this in our private life, which is weird because we usually only talk through podcast. So it's strange to be in the same room with her having a conversation. But we were talking about the fact that isn't it weird that this is gripping college kids so much. Like, there's so many theories out there on what's going on, and I think some of these are valid, some of these probably not, some of these are just age-old conspiracy theories, just plop whatever's happening in the world into the theory, make it work kind of a thing. But people are saying that these are real pros, that these are just anti-Semites that are out there there's college kids, but a lot of the troublemakers and a lot of the people that are organizing things hardcore are like just hardcore anti-Semite terrorist people that are just trying to drum this shit up. Some people are saying that George Soros is paying for all this, which I feel like that's always going to come up.
Always.
Maybe he is. I don't know. I don't give a shit about George Soros, so I don't know if he is or not, but I probably tend to think not. But it doesn't mean that somebody isn't paying for something, because I can't remember if it was on Bill Maher or I saw a clip somewhere where somebody was like, why do they have all brand new tents? Like, who's paying
for it? All the same. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They are. It's like, how are these kids paying for all this? Yeah. I swear. But really, when you think about it, babe, who is the generation that has the time to do this? It's that generation. Millennials are, we're working. We got kids. We don't have time for this. Gen X, they're working. Everyone's working. They're in school. They have all this time.
Yeah.
I would love to have this time. If they want to come help me with my kids, I'll pay one of them.
Should be protesting daycare and what they're charging these days. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's an interesting question, because it's like they all have these green tents, and like, where did that come from? And listen, like, these things happen organically too, right? Like, to be fair, like, George Soros does fund a lot of stuff. Like, when people are out there campaigning for Democrat, and I keep bringing up George Soros, but people do it. The Koch brothers did it for the Republicans. Like, they paid for crazy concerts. They would pay for, organized events. Like, people think, some people still think people go to a political rally with handmade signs from home. It's like, not really. Volunteers kind of make all those things, and they just hand them out when you get there. So the world is kind of pre-made a little bit these days. Like, if something starts to get momentum, there's going to be somebody nearby that wants to help fuel that and is going to be there to write checks and pay for stuff. So perhaps it is happening organically. Perhaps there is one crazy asshole behind it all. I don't really know. But I think it's fascinating that this does really seem to be gripping college age students only. I can't really remember another time where something gripped a certain age so hard and everybody outside of that age disagreed so much.
I know.
Towards the end of Occupy Wall Street, people started to get a little fed up with that, when it was like, they had gained such popularity and notoriety, and people were like, what are they going to do here? Are they going to roll this into a political party? Like, there was a natural next step that probably should have happened, but instead they all hippied it out and were like, no, we're going to still stay here and snap our fingers and vote by holding our hand. And it was like, after a while, people were like, all right, you're really not doing, you're not moving towards progress. So get the
fuck
out.
You want to know why? Because what really happened in there came out, and the horrors and the sexual assault and everything that happened in that.
Opera,
that's what happened. And we all heard that and we all saw that, because guess what? Now social media is huge, and we saw it and we heard about it, and that just brought it to light. Like, hey, this is really fucked up. It's got to stop.
It's true. But in the beginning, everybody was like on board. Everybody was like, yeah, the 1% should pay their taxes. And yeah, the whole financial system collapsed and nobody went to jail for it. That's bullshit. Like, everybody was on Occupy Wall Street's side in the first 5 minutes. Everybody was like, yeah, these people know what they're talking about. And then it was like 3 months later or whatever, a month and a half later, and people were like, all right, get these fucking crazy assholes off the streets, you know?
Yeah.
But even that, if you remember, and you're right, it did get to a really bad place afterwards. But you know what's funny? I do remember there was a time where they just wanted to clean. I forget what park they were in the city. Doesn't matter. But they just wanted to clean the park. You remember that? And they literally, everybody agreed to leave. Like, they came to an agreement. They were like, okay, we'll leave. You could clean everything, but we're coming right back. And there was a trust there, and they actually did it. They left. They were able to go in, clean the park, and do all the things they needed to do. And then Occupy Wall Street went right back in there. So that was like a civil thing versus, thank you, Chris. What a beautiful name. Hold on here. Christella. Good name. Zuccotti Park. That's right.
Yes.
But that was like a thing. Now they're basically just like pushing these kids all off of campus and arresting them, which honestly, at this point, they should be.
But like, yeah, because they're just, they're kind of out of control, and they're breaking windows and all. What they don't understand is that they're using social media to like reach everyone, but everything they're doing is also reaching everyone. So we see everything now. Yeah. And it's good, but it's also bad at the same time.
Right. Well, you've got to have a point, right? If you're going to garner some sympathy for people to support you and stay with what you're doing, you have to have a point. There has to be some legitimacy here. There doesn't seem to be a lot of legitimacy in these protests. Like, and it's kind of crazy because I'm even guilty of this, of saying like, listen, you know, nobody wants to see Palestinians attacked, but at the same time, nobody wants to see Israelis attacked, right? And nobody wants to see anti-Semitism. And I would even, again, what I'm guilty of is saying like, well, you know, despite the fact that I've seen the billboards and I've seen the clock in Palestine Square and I've seen all that stuff of them trying to eliminate Jewish people and the phrase river to the sea and all that, I've seen all that. But you don't really get to see a lot of people just outright being anti-Semitic. Here you do. And you're like, well, maybe they just want there to be peace there. No. And then you go and you hear some of these people talk and it's like, no.
My God.
It's like, not good.
You can ask them a million times and they will never denounce Hamas.
Yeah.
Like, they will never. And that's a sad thing.
We talked about this last night, Cuddles, and I was telling her about this clip I saw. This guy, I think it's a professor, he's at some school and he's given a lecture. It looked a couple of years old. It looked like it was like 10 years old or something like that. Please, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, help me, because I can't find this video after I watched it the first time on X. So this guy is talking and he's a pro-Israeli Jewish. He's, you know, he's given a speech. This girl comes up, you know, a Middle Eastern girl. She's wearing some big scarf thing and a head thing, right? And I only point out the scarf thing because he pointed it out later on that it was like a Hamas scarf. It was like something that they wear.
Was she wearing a hijab? Is that what, like, the head
What's the head? Yeah, whatever.
I believe that's called a hijab.
Okay. So she's wearing that and she's wearing this scarf because he identifies it as a Hamas scarf. So she asks a question. He has some pamphlet or booklet out and she asks a question about, I don't know, it was something. And he's like, I'm going to answer you. He's like, but first, he's like, will you, they have a weird exchange at first, doesn't matter. But he goes, will you, reject Hamas? Will you publicly, and she skirts the answer around a little bit and doesn't really answer. And he said, it's really simple. Yeah. It's a yes or no. Do you support Hamas or not? Can you, what's the word I'm looking for when you denounce, he goes, can you denounce Hamas? And there's cameras everywhere. It is a lecture being filmed. And she looks right at the guy into the microphone and goes, no, I won't. And I was like, I was stunned. Because you hear about racism. You hear about sexism. Seldom do you flat out see it.
Yeah.
Undeniably, even Angel Hernandez, the shittiest umpire in baseball, could see this fucking shit. And she just like, no. I was like, holy shit. I can't believe people like this exist.
I know. And I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and be like, maybe they are like, they fear their family.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But then I'm like, I don't know about that.
We all do, don't we? We all want to give them the benefit of the doubt. When we click on those articles and we click on those videos, we all say to ourselves the same thing. This can't be.
Because you don't want to believe that there are people that would support that. You want to believe that people are good.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's people that believe in that, in, terrorism, that it's not the way you want to believe people. And they're here. They're in this country and they support that. And that's scary.
It's crazy to see. But so getting back to the original point here, it makes me wonder of how this is happening. Like, is it just organically appearing on people's TikTok and they're seeing the brutal conditions of the whole thing? Because here's the thing. This is what I honestly think. There's no way you really look into this topic of Israel and Palestine and go, well, here's the clear cut side I'm on. There's just no way. Everybody goes, Israel should have a right to have their own country. Israel should have a right to not be exterminated the way they're being talked about. Everybody lands in those same areas. It's very rare, I feel, that any sane person is like, now this thing. But these kids all just seem to be on the same side. And again, what's so shocking about it is it feels like such a liberal thing to be like, well, Palestine should have a nation too. But on the same token, they're siding with Hamas, which is a regime that is not accepting of women, murders gay people, kills people because they're Jewish. Yeah. It's like crazy.
How many abortion clinics are there in Gaza? Let me know. Let me know how many of there are. And let me, it's kind of scary because who is teaching these people? Who are their professors?
And again, I don't think you're going to find anybody who's not going to be like, okay, yeah, Palestinians should have a right to live and be peaceful and be on their own. But it's so much more than that because this Hamas and some of these people just take it too far. Yeah. They just take it way too far.
It is. And we are parents. You and I are parents and we have
I'd like to
children.
I'd like to see test results first before we commit to that.
We want the world to be better for our children. But at some point we have to be like, hey, what's going on here? Like, we want a better life for our children than what we had, but we're also not like blindly like letting people lead us. Like, we will question everything. We will ask questions. Like, and I think just some people are being led blindly right now.
Yeah, it's true. I don't really know if we're going to be leaving those kids of ours a better place. I just don't know. Matt's point, the world is batshit crazy at the moment. It always is. I feel like we're tipping the scale a little bit, though, currently.
Exactly. I think shit's getting a little crazy right now.
Well, these protests.
I think it's been the last couple of years. I don't know. It's like COVID hit and people are just a little cuckoo.
Yeah, we never really recovered from that, huh? Robert, with a great point. We need another Woodstock. That's true. 94, not 99, though.
True.
99 didn't end so well.
Yeah.
94 was a better time for music anyway, let's all be honest. Where are we going to go? Oh, so to talk about our story. So these Pi Kappa Phi kids down there in UNC Chapel Hill, somebody took the American flag down and put a Palestinian flag up. So these kids go and put I forget how it all happened, but anyway, they were trying to take the American flag back down again. And these kids would not, this frat, now the story is kind of getting out that it's more than one frat, but Pi Kappa Phi is getting a lot of the credit for leading the charge here. They would not let the American flag hit the floor.
Which it's not supposed to. You're not supposed to let the American flag hit the floor. It's so they are doing something that's good.
Yeah, that's right. So they didn't let it hit the floor and they raised it back up. They're singing the Star Spangled Banner. They're doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah. They're doing the whole nine yards, chanting USA. Everybody's going fucking batshit crazy for it. They're loving it, loving the story, feeling all America and everything else. Somehow somebody decides, let's start a GoFundMe for these youngins, for these little kids, and let's see if we can raise some money so they could throw a good old fashioned frat party.
Well, or a rager. That's what they called it, a rager.
Yeah. This started on Tuesday, right after it happened. By Wednesday, articles were coming out that they had raised $124,000.
Good for them.
At current check of the fundraiser, they have pulled in, we're barely 48 hours after this incident has happened, they've pulled in over $228,000.
Listen, you want to know why they deserve it? Not only because they were holding up that flag, but because they were having shit thrown at them. They had water bottles, water, people were screaming at them. A peaceful protest, it was not. Because you know what? They were holding the flag and people were just throwing shit at them. So they deserve that. And I would be the first person to donate. I haven't yet, but I would, because of that simple fact that those peaceful protesters were throwing shit at them. And that is wrong.
That's big of you. I will be the first person to attend this party if I'm invited, because it sounds like...
Yeah, you're not going... this is not... What's that movie where they start the...
Hall Pass?
Yeah. No, not Hall Pass, where they start the fraternity with even the old guy.
Oh, Old School. That's one of my favorite movies.
This is not Old School. You're not getting to go do that. I will donate the money that you make to them, and you will stay home and watch your two children.
I even have a Frank the Tank. That's not fair. I should be able to start my own fraternity.
That's true. You don't. You do. You have a Frank.
I know. I never lied about having a Frank the Tank.
Oh, fuck.
Look. There it is. There they are holding up the flag. Look at them. 200. Oh, it's... get that. I swear to God, in the amount of time that we started talking about this, they raised another $30,000.
We did it. Raised another $30,000 for them.
Look, I'm reading the story on my iPad. Look, it says 228,000. Look at this. In 10, 15 minutes, 23 minutes, they raised $30,000. Holy cow. This is going to be some friggin' party. I have never been invited to a $250,000. Well, first of all, I've never been invited to a college party. Those are some rough years.
No, but listen, there's going to be a lot of vineyard vines. There's going to be a lot of what's that? The one with the whale?
Isn't that vineyard vines? Yeah, vineyard vines could sponsor this fucking thing.
Yep. No, man. There it is. Patagonia. Tons of that right there. That's their picture. They should just take that picture and put it on their website.
Seriously, that looks like a Vineyard Vines Patagonia ad, though, right?
Look, those pink shirts right there. That's, yeah. That is them. Good for them.
Yeah. It's weird how the world works, though, right? Because I don't know these kids, and God bless their hearts for doing this, but it kind of feels like they look kind of like the same kids that were chanting racist shit just a few short months ago, chanting all this white supremacy stuff.
Listen, this is it's a crazy world we live in right now.
We're on the pendulum. Just we can't keep track. One minute there's
I'm exhausted. Yeah, I'm exhausted from this.
But as I'm telling you, I got a 10 that somebody finds somebody in that crowd who was also at that Charlottesville shit. It was like, all right, hold on a second. It's the same guy. It's the same dude.
Yeah, of course.
So that's that. But good for that. 258. I mean, I can't even. 124 in a day was nuts. Then going to 228, they did another 30 grand in the last 20 minutes. It seems insane to me. I'm almost afraid to hit refresh.
Don't do it.
260,000 now.
Don't do it. They're going to have some rager.
It's going to be massive.
It is. You are not invited.
I would love to. I would love it if you let me go. 260K.
You are too old. It would have to happen before 9 o'clock.
That's true.
And your stomach can't handle beer anymore. So it would have So I don't think you're cut out for that.
No, I'm not. Somebody tried to give me free beer today and I passed up on it. They were like, we got this new brew. Do you want to try it? And I said, no, I can't do it anymore. I can't. I'm too old.
You can't. You had baseball with your son. You couldn't do it.
It's sad. I had to go to baseball practice.
You had baseball practice for a little league child.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They're like, you want a beer? I'm like, I can't do it. I got to go to a baseball practice. They're like, are you the coach? No, I just got to sit there. I just got to sit there. Yeah. I got to try not to shit myself, though, on the side of the field. That's the problem. Exactly. That's why I can't have the beer, you know?
Yeah.
I have a beer now. I'll just shit myself. They don't tell you that when you're young.
Nope.
Kate Middleton. Boy, it's been a while since we talked about her and her health status. But I had to bring it up again because for two reasons. One, I am quasi-interested in it. I do think it's interesting. And two, it's a really slow news day. But Prince William, since Kate Middleton came out and confirmed her cancer diagnosis, has only made 3 appearances. And that included... just today when he was going up and down, you know, one of those lines, meeting people and shaking hands. And there were 2 English young ladies there and they asked him how everybody was doing. And he said, and I quote, everybody's doing great. And then refusing to just take that as an answer. One of the women said, do you mind if I ask how your wife and children are? I'm sorry. That's what they started with. And he said, we're all doing well. Thank you. And then the fan doubled down and said, and Catherine, like she wanted an answer on Princess Kate. And he said, we're all doing well. And that's all he said. And he left it at that. I'm not trying to be Janine here. On the surface, I get it. She asked for privacy too, right? But it kind of made me feel like, and look at Paul, great comment. Let Kate be. I agree. Yeah. I don't want to be piling on, but I have to say it at the same time. You know, it would be nice if there was some sort of an update. And I understand respecting privacy. And I'm not saying she's got to come out and do another bench video. There's plenty of people, press secretaries over there that could just shoot people an update. Hey, everybody's doing great. I know the prince has only done 3 appearances since the big news, but she's getting her treatment. She's going through the whole thing. It's going to be fine. Everybody chill. Everything is like, it's just, I feel am I wrong? Like the way they bobbled the whole thing, it would be nice to get a quasi update every now and then. Make sure she's okay.
I just feel like people love her. And I think they don't understand. I do. I love her. Like, we just want to know she's okay. So I understand she wants privacy and they're going through a lot, But we like people love her. We want to know she's okay. She is like that connection to the royal family. Like she married into the royal family. She's just your everyday girl. We just want to know she's okay because ultimately we love her more than anyone else in that family. I mean, other than like the kids, but like we just love her. Let us know she's okay. We want to know because if you don't tell us, our minds are gonna like
They're gonna
go
wander.
elsewhere. Yeah, and we're gonna start like all these crazy things, which happened, and then she had to come out and tell us what was going on. But you know, she's like the next Diana. Like, and we adore her.
Jackie says, and it's true, they never explain and never complain. It's true, but and you're right, but an update. Just an update. Like just a little, just a little.
Yeah, like,
This.
hey, she's getting treatment. She's okay, spending time with the kids. Okay, no doubt. I'm happy. She's getting taken care of. We want to know she's okay and she's getting the best treatment because if she's not, we're going to come down on you.
And just to be like, we're all doing well. Like, like the people are like, think about what a moment that is for any English person to meet the next king. And spend a couple minutes, and all they can
Yeah.
think about is the health of this woman. When
Yeah.
you go to these places, be like, hey, everybody, I'm happy to be here. It's a good cause, whatever. It's wonderful to meet you all. By the way, my wife is doing amazing. She's getting her treatment. We're all very positive. We're all excited for the future. Just throw shit like that out there. So you set
Yeah,
people's minds at ease.
exactly. Yeah, you tell me she's getting treatment, she's with the kids, she's doing, you know, she's home with the kids. I'm gonna love her even more, and I am going to connect with her even more. I don't care about him being can't, do not care. It's her. Kate is the epicenter of that whole monarchy for me. Like, it's Kate.
Agreed. The center of this entire podcast is now the Girth Master. Do you know who the Girth Master is? Don't lie to me.
No, I do not know who that is. Do you want me to go like
No,
get the
nope.
rest of? No, I'm not gonna look it up. I was just gonna.
No,
Can
no reason to
you not
search
cut?
it. Don't Google it.
Hey, don't fucking cut me off. I was gonna say, do you want me to go get my second margarita for the night? I would put you on fucking mute, but you interrupted me, so now I'm gonna go look.
No looking, no typing.
Then you shouldn't have cut me off when I was going to tell you I'm going to go get my second margarita, okay?
So this there's actually a couple things in this story that's fascinating. Outside of the Girth Master, the reason why the Girth Master is popping in popularity and that anybody really knows who he is because he was part of this viral TikTok. When people like do the interviews, they go out there on the street and they holding in, they just start talking to random
Yeah.
people. So this account started talking to them. So let's put Girth Master aside. But this is why he went hugely famous. The account is called Get Ahead and has nothing to do with porn. It is a Tinder-esque career site. Isn't that kind of genius? So I've not heard of this because I only heard of this today with the Girth Master stuff as it's reaching its kind of height popularity. So it was Get Ahead who was just doing these questions. And but anyway, I'll get to that. The point of their site is you swipe, employers and employees can swipe just like on Tinder. So you go on there, I guess you upload your resume, and then you go through job descriptions, and to apply, all you have to do is swipe. And then I guess if the HR person on the other side also swipes the right way, then you set up an interview.
Oh God, seriously?
I think that's kind of brilliant.
No.
I think it's kind of brilliant because anybody who ever applies for a job, they all say the same thing. You go, you upload your resume. And then you have to answer questions that the answers are already on the resume. So you're basically writing another resume. Then you have to answer all those questions about being a veteran, having a condition, having this, having that, how you fucking identify all. It's a 45 minute thing to apply for a job these days.
Could you imagine going,
oh, this looks good. Swipe.
Oh, God. So if someone thinks that they're a good fit for the job, they swipe.
Correct.
Is that what you're telling me? Okay. People live in fucking la-la lands. They think that they can fit into positions that it's like, no, you could probably never do. That you're putting too much.
That's true.
Nope.
Yeah, that's true.
This is not good.
Petals would know. She's a former recruiter.
Yeah. Some people think that they can be like a lot more than they can. Like, oh, I do my home, you know, finances. I can be an accountant. No, it's totally different. You're giving to, no, this is not going to work. Okay.
You're right. But I saw, and Matt brings up a good point, and the interview is your chance to sell yourself for the position. I saw a video the other day from a recruiter. And I think I talked about this on the air. They were like, if I post something, I would get like 30 or 40 resumes within a day or two to sift through. Now these guys post positions and there's immediately 300 resumes within a few hours.
Yeah.
Like the amount of people, like they say, the amount of people that are always constantly, because the problem is jobs for the most part, companies do such a shit poor job of training and promoting from within that for anybody to advance in a company, they have to leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Like it used to be like, if you stayed at a company for like years and then you moved, it was good. Now it's not. And if you move like every year, it's not a big deal.
Right, where it used to be, oh, you got to stay there for 3 to 5 years before you can move on and get and expect to be, because that would be, you, like you said, it would be treated, oh, you only lasted a year, it would be a bad thing. Now it's commonplace, because if you want to get to a certain amount of money, you got to go somewhere else to do that. Companies don't understand, oh, I'll value this person, let me keep them. You know, it'll be cheaper for me to keep them, pay them more and keep them.
It is.
Over the long term, a lot of companies don't get that.
They don't. It costs more to hire a new person and train him than it is to give raises and keep the people that you have. Mm-hmm. And the companies don't do that. And it's so stupid.
So stupid. So anyway, so it's one of those on the street interview things. So this girl is doing this interview because she's trying to promote the get ahead. Right. A Tinder-like app for prospective employees and employers. And she comes across the Girthmaster. So she starts talking. I don't think she knows who the Girthmaster is, but she's asking people, what do you do for a living? How much do you make? And blah, blah, blah. It's one of those kind of things. Right. Which just happens all over the place on TikTok. So she gets to, what do you make? And he goes, oh, $40,000 to $80,000 a month.
Holy shit.
A month. And she's like, what do you do? And he's like, I'm an OnlyFans creator. Which, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Let's say $80,000 a month times 12 months. Whoops. $80,000 times 12 is nine. It's almost $1 million.
Do you know what that tells me? There are a lot of pathetic people in this world that are willing to pay monthly to see stuff.
Mm. Like, you know what that tells me? There's a lot of men in this world.
There are. No, I thought there was more women than men.
On OnlyFans?
Anywhere.
Oh, more women than men. I don't know what the stats are, but I feel like it's pretty split. Hold on, let's ask Siri. Let's see if Siri knows. How many men versus women are there on the planet? Oh, I got Siri on silence.
Yeah, fuck Siri.
How many men and women are there on the planet?
As of January 1st, 2019, it was estimated that there were 3,800,750,379 women throughout the world. As of the same date, there were approximately 3,868,358,699 men. That's a total population of 7,669,109,078.
So it almost, it's close to 50%. There's 68 million more men on the planet.
Yeah, but I don't know about that. I'm starting to think maybe I should start an OnlyFans.
I definitely think you should start an OnlyFans.
What, but what would I do? What do people do on OnlyFans?
They show their private parts.
Nope, that's not happening. I had two kids. You don't want to see that.
Show your feet?
I could show my feet. I have cute little nugget feet.
Feet feels like an easy one. People, I can't believe the amount of people that want to see feet. It's beyond me. I think they're disgusting.
Feet fetish is a big thing. You know I hate feet. Like, yes. I despise feet so much. You want to know why? Because during, like, now it's starting. It's getting warm. People start wearing sandals. And some people that have, like, feet that look like talons, like, they look like velociraptors, they don't get their feet done. Like, you need someone to take, like, a commercial-grade sander to their feet. And they just walk around with flip-flops like there's nothing going on. And it's like, no, put those fucking talons away.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to see them. That's why I can't. But I would do Feet Finder. I got cute little Chicken McNugget toes. I swear. Little ones. I can do this.
I think it's worth a shot. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Having been somebody that's worked since I'm 15, right? You've worked since you were pretty young. Could you imagine being, like, it's different for me, right? I know where I stand in the pantheon of looks, you know, but for a decent looking girl, I would imagine, like, the temptation to go into OnlyFans has to be massive.
I just don't get it. Who are these people that are paying to watch them?
Because what's crazy is like, porn has always been there for men and women. Strip clubs always been there for men and women, probably more women than men. There's always been opportunities to make money the easy way, I guess, for lack of a better term, that you could say. But now on this OnlyFans, I mean, you don't really even have to show your face all that much. You don't really have to do anything. I mean, I hear that a lot of people, I feel like I talk about this all the time, but I hear a lot of people don't even run their own OnlyFans. They just take pictures of themselves, they send it to some people, and those people put them out, and then those people just write other people back, and they pretend like they're the girl and all that kind of crazy shit. Like, they say that stuff happens all the time. My point is this temptation to be like, why would you want to try and work your way up the corporate ladder when you can make a couple of videos in a week and make way more than you will ever make doing that straight 9-to-5 job? I feel like, yeah. Cuddles, you tell me if I'm crazy. Maybe we can write a script for a movie and it's A Bronx Tale meets OnlyFans. So instead of trying to keep the kid out of the mafia, you're trying to keep the person
out of OnlyFans,
the up and comer out of OnlyFans. But really, who's going to jump on a bus? How do you tell a kid, go drive a bus for fucking 8 hours a day when OnlyFans is sitting right there?
I feel like if we take a little Aquaphor, which, you know, I have tons of that in the house because the kids, just start rubbing that on my feet, put that on OnlyFans, I feel like we'd have like 1,000 people watching.
We'd have a new car, I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
Not that our car is that old to begin with, I'm just saying.
No, I know that.
A new one a lot more often.
I started choking on that one because you know what I want. All right, I'm going to start. I just got a pedicure, so let's go.
Look at Kaylin. If I wasn't a single mother to a 10-year-old boy, I would. It's hard not to. But see, the thing is, again, I feel like if you don't have to show your face, that is because I understand. Listen, doing this podcast, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Doing this podcast is embarrassing enough when you run into people at school and they're like, I saw that podcast, and you're like, oof.
Yeah, that's it. But listen, Kaylin, just do it. when the kid's playing, you know, PlayStation or Xbox, he don't care what his mother's doing to get it for him. He just has Xbox. That's all he cares about.
Oh, I didn't think about this. She just said tattoos. If you have some identifiable tattoos, that could be in the, you could get called out at the PTA meeting for that. I didn't think of that.
I don't have any tattoos on my feet.
Kaylin, you might be restricted to Feet Finder unless you got tats down there too. I'm not really sure.
You could do it, girl. Believe in yourself. You're doing what you need to do for your family. Do it.
Yeah. And I can't, I wish I could help you go through the whole process, but I can't. But somebody else on the podcast absolutely can. And I'm not going to name names, but their comments
look at that bitch. There she is.
Back to the Girth Master. So once this video hit and he was making 40 to 80 grand a month, that is it. TMZ did a piece on it. They interviewed somebody over at Pornhub, and the search for the Girth Master on Pornhub went fucking through the roof. In March of this year, March 8th, it jumped 1,100%. On March 27th, it jumped 828%. On April 8th, it jumped 1,133%. And just a couple of days ago, in late April, it jumped 1,255%.
That's crazy. The
amount of people searching the Girth Master on Pornhub. Let me tell you something. I did the research 2 minutes before the show started. It's a very appropriate name. It was not easy for me to watch this guy.
I am going to look at that.
No, you are.
I am. Two margaritas in.
Nope.
Priming. I have my own phone. Fuck you.
This
is not Gaza. Okay.
I wish we, for the first time ever, I agree. I didn't think I'd say this, but I agree with the whole Hamas thing now all of a sudden. Holy shit.
Shut up. I have my own phone.
Women shouldn't be allowed to just search for Girth Master.
Oh, God.
With 99.9% of the things, I agree with America. This 0.01%, I didn't think I'd do it, but I
shut kinda up. I have to talk to my watch. What is the Girth Master?
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh my God, it came back. A viral OnlyFans star.
Yeah, well, okay, here, I'm going to show you. Okay. I'm going to show you a TikTok he put out. Just to give you, there's no nudity here, but just to give you an idea of what's going on. Hold on. There we go. I'm sorry. Just to give you an idea of how gargantuan this dude is. He doesn't look big, but he does this TikTok with this girl who's, I think, an average size girl. And just look at the difference in his head versus hers. And wait a second. He's going to hold up his hand, and this is where we got our thumbnail from. He's going to hold up his hand. Look at her hand compared to his. Is that not? Oh, wait, Cuddles, I lost you. Hold on. There you go. Go ahead.
Is he like a Coke bottle thick, or like what am I in for?
Dude, this fucking guy, his hog is so big. I've never felt less like a man in my entire life than I do at this moment. Like, it is ridiculous. This guy's piece is so huge. He makes 1980s Buicks feel bad about themselves. Legit.
Okay.
This guy has a fucking shampoo bottle in his pants. Okay. It's insane. He's not allowed to go to the Middle East for fear of weapons of mass destruction. That's the whole thing.
Oh God.
With the Girth Master. He just, he can't, he's not allowed to go. Wait, there was one where he was holding a water bottle. Here, just look at how tall he is. Look at this girl.
Oh, like, so he's like fucking huge.
Every part of him is big. His hand's big. His hog is big. His face is kind of big. Like, he looks like a normal looking person, but until you kind of... shit, I wish I could find the stupid water bottle, because he's holding a water bottle and it looks like how any other normal person holds one of those mini water bottles.
Oh God.
And you're just like, what in the fuck? I can't find it now. Shit. Oh, I see a water bottle here. Is this it? No. Oh, and that's the other thing too. He fucking makes these TikTok videos wearing gray sweatpants.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing. I will say this though, because I watched the original Get Ahead video. He's like, I film like twice a week. He's like, but I spend the rest of the week editing and marketing. And I'm like, what is it? What does that even mean? Oh, here it is. Here's the water bottle one. Look at him holding the water bottle. You kind of don't really notice it at first, but that's a regular size water bottle that he is completely losing. Look. It just kind of gets lost in his hands.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Now I see.
JD asking, you feel inadequate? Every man feels inadequate next to this guy. Every man feels inadequate. Paul's right. Jawbreaker is right. This guy is ridiculous. Like, the girth is a real... That is a real thing. That is a real thing. So... God bless this guy. Mm-hmm. Are you Googling? Because I don't hear you talking a lot.
I'm not. I've just had a lot of like tequila right now.
A lot of what? Oh, tequila. Okay.
Just keep going. Okay.
Okay. Right, I don't care for how quiet you're getting. I'm gonna look at your search history when this show is over.
I've only seen the Girth Master because you put him on the screen. I have not Googled him.
All right. How tall is he? It's a great question. I don't know. I think he's like 6'5". He's Australian too, so he talks with an Australian accent, which is really, that's, with all respect to Aussie Annie, sometimes that's tough to get past. You know, sometimes that's really, but look at all these chicks. They just look, I don't know if he's just trying to bang super short chicks too to make it look even worse. I'm not entirely sure, but like look, he's just resting his arm on this girl's head. Look at this. It's crazy. This guy's crazy. Anyway, I just realized right now he wasn't on the screen when I said, look at this. Sorry, everybody.
Exactly. I didn't see anything. I mean, if you want to put him up there so I can see.
Stop it. Yeah. Look at this girl. Look. That's the one girl, and then where was the other one? Oh, look, he's just towering over this other girl.
Listen, I'm only 5'1" on a good day, so if he wants to put his head, put his arm on top of my head,
this
I'm
5'1". Your last appearance on the podcast.
Oh God.
Maybe even the marriage. We'll have to see how it goes.
No, please, you can't survive without me. Keep going.
That's true. So that's the Girth Master. So Google with caution, because I'm going to be honest with you. It's too big. Don't Google on your phone. It's too big. You won't be able to see it. It's It's a computer screen required to take a look at this dude. It's a crazy bastard. Anyway, Cher. Respect to Cher. She's just like, I'm old as fuck. I'm fucking young dudes. Go to hell if you don't like it. You got to love that.
Do you think she can fuck? I mean, she's so old. Like, isn't she getting like knee replacements and shit by now?
Probably, but I think she's still got it. I think she's still got that libido of hers because she's just nailing young dudes. Every time we turn around, she's got a new young dude. The guy she's with right now, she's 77. The dude she's with right now is 38. That is a 39-year difference. They asked her in an interview just recently why she doesn't go out with guys her age, and she says that she is shy when she's not working, and when she gets around, oh, she was on Jennifer Hudson, and she says that men her age are too intimidated to come up to her and speak with her. She goes, it's either they're intimidated and don't want to talk to me, or they're dead. She goes,
well, that's true.
Yeah, either way, it doesn't work with the older gentlemen, but the young guys are not scared to approach her whatsoever. And so they do. And that's why she's only banging younger dudes.
Yeah, they want a sugar mama.
And by the way, has been since they get this all the way back to 1986 when she was dating Rob Camaletti, who is 18 years younger than her back then. So she has just increased the age gap,
yeah,
as she's gotten older. She's That's gotten a little older. Creepy.
If she's, that was a guy, we would say it was wrong.
Exactly, which points out our inherent sexism, because if a guy does that, it's gross. But if she does it, there's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly. So, but I think it's kind of wrong that she's doing that.
Christella says Madonna too, younger men. Rob says, exactly. Has she met Girth Brooks?
She hasn't. If Girth she did, Brooks. She'd be with him.
Fucking Girth Brooks is so good. She couldn't handle the girth. Maybe you're trying to say fun. Handle. Yep. Boy, that would be something. I would love to get Cher. I didn't even think of this, but I would love to get Cher in there with the Girth Master and see what's what. Because I feel like only one of those people would emerge from that room afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know who.
I don't know who either, but I'm going to put my money on Cher because she's just been in the game longer.
That's true.
But that fucking Girth Master, I feel like less of a man for even referring to him as Girth. I wish I knew his real name.
Stop it.
So I could just be like, you know, Phil. Chad. Fucking Girth Master. It's like a wine bottle. The one girl, you couldn't even see her face. It was just like peeking around it like it was a tree. It makes me sick.
You're being a hater.
They should get rid of OnlyFans now that I think about it. Rhonda says Girth Master is 6'6".
Oh, hell yeah.
Kudos to Rhonda for outing herself as a Girth Master expert.
Thank you.
Good for you, Rhonda. So that's Cher's explanation of why she's nailing younger dudes. I say good for her. Older men and younger chicks happens all the time. You're right. It's about time we get one for the ladies. Nickelodeon documentary. So last topic of the episode here, and appreciate everybody for hanging. But this Quiet on the Set came out. I'll admit, I did not watch it, right? Cuddles, you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't.
It's too creepy. After all the Epstein stuff, I can't watch documentaries about kids being harmed. I just can't do it. I can't put myself through it. So I opted to skip past this. But this Dan Schneider, who everybody will immediately recognize if you go, everybody stop Googling Girth Master for 5 fucking seconds. And Google Dan Schneider. He's an older guy who looks like a child. And this was the dude who was in charge of Nickelodeon. Now, if you watch the trailer for this documentary, Quiet on the Set, which I did and everybody did, you just naturally assume, oh, bad things happened at Nickelodeon and this guy was in charge. He must be doing bad things. As it turns out, there were 2 pedophiles involved in this whole Nickelodeon scandal. There's 2 people taking advantage of kids on that set. but they were not this Dan Schneider. And people said about Dan Schneider that he treated people shitty, but he never crossed that line into assault. But when you watch this documentary, on the trailer, it looks like that's the case. And I guess in the documentary, it doesn't look much different, that it's like all this dude. And so now he filed a lawsuit because he's like, they're trying to make me fucking look bad. And I got to tell you, I mean, I think he's right. I mean, good for him. Just because you're a shitty fucking boss and you ran a shitty workplace and you didn't know how to get things under control, it doesn't mean you're a fucking pedophile, you know?
No, but if you know shit is going on and you just stand by, correct, that makes you just as shitty.
Correct. But supposedly, and I'm only going on what I'm reading in articles because I can't watch this thing.
Okay.
They are saying that not only did he not know, but most people didn't even know that these two people were doing these horrible things to the kids. And that when it came out, it was already done. Like he didn't. Well, while he was in charge, he never found out. Nobody ever found out. You know, all this stuff came to light well after the fact of his little run there. Like apparently he was just yelling at people and kind of mean to people. And, you know, again, maybe not the best work environment, right? But it's not like the guy was a fucking pedophile, and they're putting this out there to sell this film and get people to watch it. And nobody's going to watch a movie where they're like, oh, this guy was kind of mean to people.
Yes.
You know, the only reason why people are going to watch this thing is because they're like, oh, Nickelodeon was a huge part of my childhood. How sad it is that these kids were taken advantage of, and they'll maybe watch it. But if you find out that if I tell you, hey, the boss at Nickelodeon was kind of an asshole and fell short of making people feel good about themselves. Oh, and also there was some pedophile who got arrested afterwards. You would be like, I don't have to watch this. What's the point of watching it? So I think, you know, I think these people, because I have a problem with this, and Paul's making a good point. Screw him, bad boss. He deserves it. Totally fair. I didn't see this, Paul. If you saw it and that's how you feel about it, great. You know, if he was really a shitty boss, you know, fine. Like, I feel like everybody should know he was a shitty boss. I have no issues with that. You could make a whole documentary on what a piece of shit boss he was. It's fine with me. But to put him in the same context as a pedophile just seems a little exaggerated. And again, as somebody who's been in the media for so long, it especially pisses me off when I see this, because it's like people are taking what I like to do and just pissing in the wind at it because they're just trying to get themselves over and sell a couple extra copies of whatever, or get people to sign up for the streaming service that was on or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You know, tell the story about what a mess Nickelodeon was. Okay, great. But when you really frame it in a way that puts it on somebody who doesn't deserve it, even though they may deserve to get theirs anyway, to me is dishonest, and it's bad business. Because if you go into that documentary expecting this Dan Schneider to be a kid toucher, and then you come out of it and go, oh, he just yelled at his people and those other two assholes did it, why would you ever watch anything from those producers ever again? You just never would.
Nope.
You know, you never would. So, DJ Shenanigans says all content had his approval and he hired the pets. He should take some responsibility for that. Yeah. But again, I've hired plenty of people over the course of my career. None of them have ever been proven to be a pedophile or shitty, but I don't know. A couple of them could be, you know, who knows what people do when they go home, you know? How do you know if you're hiring a pedophile or not? I don't know. And that makes me feel weird because it's like you can't, you know, I mean, outside. Listen, when we hire people for the podcast, I promise you this, in an interview, I will definitely say, pedophiles is what? And see if I get a reaction. And if they say what, then I won't move forward. and I'll call the authorities. But outside of that, I just, outside of checking references and shit, I just don't know how you can prove that, you know? So, ooh, DJ Shenanigans is bringing some good information here. The ped was fired from Disney. Did he know, or did Nickelodeon or anybody know that that person was a, was fired for being a pedophile? Because then that's a different story. You know, even if it is just rumor, people will know that stuff. And back then, people probably looked the other way, especially if that person brought something valuable to the table, right? Like if they were a big time producer or director or something, I could see people back then looking the other way and being like, whatever, hopefully he doesn't do it again. Let's get this guy in here to make some money for us. If that was the case, then fuck this guy. He deserves everything he gets. But if that wasn't the case, again, I'm only going by what I could read. And what I have read was the time this guy was running the place, nobody knew those two people were the pedophiles.
Wow.
And that nobody knew. The lawsuit reads, the false implication is clear. Schneider sexually abused child actors on his shows. 70 seconds in, Schneider remains not only the main focus of the trailer, but the sole focus. The ordinary viewer will interpret the voiceover to mean exactly what defendants intended. The defendants intended. Schneider is a pedophile who sexually abused children on his shows. In a statement to the New York Post, Schneider, who worked for Nickelodeon from 93 to 2018, said the recent docuseries Quiet on the Set highlighted mistakes I made and poor judgment I exhibited during my time at Nickelodeon, most of which happened decades ago during my early career as a producer working on shows for Tolan's and Robbins Productions. There's no doubt I'm somewhat of a bad leader. I'm sincerely apologetic for that. Let me see. There was a part. Schneider says she has no objections to people saying it was a failure as a boss. Nickelodeon, Josh and Drake. Yeah, I can't find the part where I wrote down that he wasn't there when it all came to light, but whatever. It doesn't really matter. I mean, he can rot in hell for all I give a fuck. I just don't like when people sell dishonesty to make some money in the media. I just don't think that that works. And again, you got to be a little outlandish and extravagant, and it's okay to go 5 to 10% to pull people in. I get all that. Everybody does that. But when you're positioning it so hard and the guy didn't do anything, it kind of seems a little rough. Googling the Girth Master says what?
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Thought I could get her. I hope you're making another margarita because you've fallen awfully silent. All right, we've lost Cuddles. She's.
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. It keeps going in and out. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Keeps going in and out when you're playing other videos?
Promise I'm not.
All right. In the comments, it doesn't have to be right now, but in the comments, let me know if you did search the Girth Master and what you thought.
Yeah. I haven't searched it yet.
I'd like it to be that we never discuss the Girth Master ever again for the rest of my life.
We can make your life very short, so no problem.
Do you know, remember how, like, you know how the Titanic hit the iceberg and you're like, how wide could that have been underneath the water? But then you look at it and they're like, oh, they really are that wide?
Yep.
That's kind of what it's like when this guy unzips his pants.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Let me mix my margarita and think about that.
$80,000 a month. I would love to know how much he charges. Here's a question. Here's a question for you. And this is a question I'd love to get an answer on from the audience too. Everybody in the live chat can throw this back my way. How many of those people do you think are men versus women?
Because
they say that
probably more men.
You think it's just more dudes, just gay dudes?
Yep. No, not just gay dudes, like other dudes measuring themselves against it.
Yeah, but on OnlyFans though, because you can go like I did, you can just go on the internet and find the picture of the guy, or you can go see a video on the porn. Like, it's out there.
Yeah, but can you find like a really good picture of a schlong?
I'm not answering that question. Okay. If anybody else wants to ask me, they can. I'm not answering you with that question.
Okay.
No, it's easy to find. You don't have to pay to see it. You can Google it and you'll find it. You'll see.
Is he like fucking sponsored?
No, but it is big enough that you could put a billboard on there.
Okay.
It won't be. Rhonda says 20% men. I think it's probably bigger than that.
Or it could be women like me who read dirty novels and we're like, oh yeah.
No, I think he's got a lot of women. I just still, because I mean, they say women creators dominate that platform, but male subscribers dominate the platform.
Oh yeah.
And I think that men are just straight up more perverted. And I feel like a lot of people might, I feel like you always get a woman, it'll be like, that's wrong. But I feel like that's the truth, that men are more likely to go look at that kind of shit. I also feel like men are more like, it's out there that it might be other dudes talking and answering you, messaging you back. And we men just don't care. I'm like, what? No, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we're more gullible when it comes to that stuff. So I feel like there's definitely a lot of dudes on that platform. I feel like I would say Rhonda, okay, you're right, 99%. I would say that's like 40% maybe dudes.
Oh, I would think more.
You think more than 40% of his audience?
Oh, I think like 60%. 60% are dudes.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. After looking at this thing, I don't know anybody that would want that in or around them. I think it's too much. It seems too painful.
I don't know about that.
All right, we have to end this podcast before we get divorced. before lawyers are brought in, we have to stop. We gotta stop.
Okay.
Appreciate you being here, Cuddles. It's always great to have you.
Oh, I love being here with everyone.
I like you being here because when you're here, I know you're not Googling Girthmaster. So,
well, I'm downstairs and you're upstairs and we're ending the show. So click on all that good stuff.
There will be no Googling. All right, everybody. Appreciate you always. Don't forget, we're back Friday with another fresh episode for you around 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And by 8:30, I mean anytime between 8:45 and 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, we've got Pick One, Kick One coming up on Friday's episode. So Aaron C. will be back for that. Very, very exciting. And the possibility that we do a watch-along to the Pop-Tart movie with Jerry Seinfeld on Saturday is still floating around in the ether. Check all our socials, which you can get at anthonyonair.com. To find out if we're going to wind up doing that or not. We're still going to make a decision. So that's coming up soon as well. Until then, enjoy your Thursday.
Potato salad.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.